Next case.
This is case number 12796. Craig Forster seeks variances from the front yard and corner front yard setback requirements for proposed structures, sections 115.25 and 115.182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is a corner through lot located on the west side of 2nd Street within the Ann Acres subdivision. The 911 address is 21206 2nd Street, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 334, map 20.13, parcel 159. Specifically, the applicant requests a 7.8-foot variance from the 15-foot front yard setback on Andrew Avenue, a 5.9-foot variance from the 15-foot front yard setback on Andrew Avenue, a 3.7-foot variance from the 15-foot front yard setback requirement on Andrew Avenue for an AC unit, a 13.9-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback on 2nd Street, a 17.9-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback on 2nd Street for stairs, a 12.9-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement on 2nd Street for an AC unit. And staff note that there is one letter of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail returns. Thank you.
Is the applicant present? Come forward. Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
All right.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Craig Forster, 21206 2nd Street, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, 19971.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do, yes.
And before we get going, I noticed in the file there were two different surveys that had the same date. And I just want to make sure that we're all looking at the right one.
Okay.
So it should be...
There was one that had a bigger version of the dwelling and one that had a smaller version. So I'm guessing...
The bigger version, yes, sir.
Is that November 10?
They were both November 10, as I recall.
One has November 10th circled in red,
right,
by Foresight Services.
It's this one, right? It's the one with the red annotations of the variances that are requested.
Okay.
Yes, we have that one.
Is it circled at the bottom?
It is not.
Believe it's that one.
Okay.
Could be wrong.
Just one moment, please, and I will confirm. So, no, it is not the one with the red circle at the bottom. It is the other one. Yeah, if we could pull it up on the screen before we get started, we can confirm. Yes, it's this one.
That's not...
No?
No.
Yeah, there's one where it comes out further.
There's one with a green and yellow line, existing dwelling, and...
Right, we staff did the green and yellow line.
Okay. You did a nice job.
That should be that scene.
Okay, so that's an overlay of the one we're probably looking at.
There. Yes.
That's the one where it is an L shape, and it projects closer to Andrew Avenue, and it's 9.1 feet. So I'm guessing we could probably look at that one with the green and yellow and have a good representation. Mr. Forster, if you want to come up, I'll just show you which one we're looking at.
Yeah. that one.
Appears to be this one here.
Differences.
Which is, they've taken an over, staff took an overlay of the proposed and existing the building line.
Okay, yes.
So I don't think they're.
That was the existing footprint, and that's what I'm.
Yeah, and they took it off of this survey here.
That is correct.
Okay.
That's the correct one, yes, sir.
All right. But this one here, which has got the red circle, doesn't go out as far. So that one we're not using.
That is correct.
Okay. Very good.
Green and yellow?
Sorry, I didn't see that.
Green and yellow.
There we go.
Sorry about that. I probably created that. I apologize.
It's a work in progress.
I would also note that I think the responses were amended. So do we need to, I think we would also need to identify the correct submission for the responses for the record.
I think you got it.
No, they're, it's amended. So this document, Mr. Sharp, the amended responses or the amended submission includes the six variance requests.
Yeah, the one that says case number 12796 revision.
Revision, yes. Just for to clarify for the record.
Sure.
Also have 16 signed support letters to add.
Thank you.
What I try to do is go to as many neighbors as I could find during this time of the year, review my intentions, my proposal, what we currently have, and what we're trying to seek in our variance. And I had no opposition with any of the people that I saw during that time period. Let me start with a reason why we're seeking a variance. I bought my house 6 weeks now, shy of 25 years ago. Did so as a second property vacation home. Easier to do back then than there is to do these days. We now want to use our vacation home as our permanent residence. But we have several issues that make this difficult and with our current house. And most of it is due to just unusable or limited space. We have no storage space. We have three bedrooms that share the same bath, which is kind of the master bedroom in the house. One small outside closet. We have stairs that go from the first floor to the second floor that we have trouble even getting large items up. Recently, we had to have a couch reupholstered versus trying to get it out, and then getting a refrigerator up. We needed an outside lift just to get it through an outside door that goes to one of our decks. We use a movable storage, our trailer outside for some temporary storage, just because we have no storage outside. And what we're trying to do is rectify that with the request for the changes we're proposing. We love and value our neighborhood. We've got a lot of really good friends in the neighborhood, and we want to stay at this location. I think at the time when I bought the house, we had enough area around our house so we could add to it when the time came. Since that time, you know, when you're buying a piece of property, nobody really tells you and describes property setbacks, non-conforming lots. I have three streets, so we're dealing with two front yard setbacks and then a front corner yard setback of 15 feet. Well, we thought maybe we'd had five. To fix these issues, we want to remove the two-story dwelling and build a new structure shown on the proposed condition that we just were going through, and require the you know, we're requesting a minimum variance to do that. I want to start off by kind of talking about the uniqueness of the property, which I feel is the crux of the problem. A better understanding of that first criteria, I think also helps with a few of the other criteria on the request. As I said, our property is 4,497, so a little under 4,500 square feet. It's not rectangular in shape, but more triangular in shape. It's also unique, and as I mentioned, we have three streets, two of which being a front yard setback of 30 feet, and then the front corner yard of 15 feet. A combination, I think, of the small lot, the angles of the property versus being rectangular shape and located on three streets creates the problem. The buildable square feet, as I mentioned, of the total square feet is only 497. That's the ground space that we would have. That is only 17% of the total square footage of the property. In comparison, that to a standard 50 by 100 lot, they have about 2,600 ground square feet that they can build upon. That's 3.5 times what we're able to build without getting a variance. The section about not created by the applicant, I don't think it was that I've created the problem. I think it was more due to the uniqueness of the property. I think at the time the house was built, roughly 35 years ago, I don't think we could find a variance, but I don't believe a variance, or I think a variance had to be granted just because of the uniqueness of the property. The house also sits it's the only house on that side of the street. There's no other house that borders it. It doesn't obviously protrude out, making it look any unusual to any of the neighborhoods. It's sat there for the 35 years in the same location. There's been no complaints from any of my neighbors across the street. They're all supportive of the house where it's at. What I want to do is remove the house. And I want to remove the house. When we started looking at building and increasing the space, the first thing we tried to do was look at going out along and Andrew Avenue. That would have required a 10-foot variance and 15 feet of additional space along the side of the house. And while that would have given us the space that we need to do, we didn't feel like that was the minimum. As we started looking better, we feel like if we could knock the structure down, go up three stories, as per the survey is showing, that we could meet the minimum requirement and still meet our needs for space. Cover all the other things. Yeah, and I think in summary, you know, we take good, you know, great pride living in the neighborhood of all of our people. Can't really afford to rent storage. We definitely need some additional storage, and we want to increase our living space, especially with the growing families that we've had developed over the last couple of years. We want to make our house a little bit more rectangular in shape versus the angles it generates. And we think with the new house sitting on that second street, being in the same location that it has for years, it doesn't show any difference to the occupants or the people living in the neighborhood. And looking for some support in doing that.
Does that conclude your presentation, sir?
I believe so. I should have looked at it a little bit more closely in some areas, but yeah, I think so.
Questions?
How many square feet is the new building going to be? Living space?
About 2,400 square feet.
Will it have a garage?
Yes, it will.
Okay. Two-car garage?
Yes, it will.
Okay. Is the new building going to be a two-story or one-story?
It'll be a ground floor where the garage is going to be, and then it'll be, I would like to do two stories on top of that.
Okay. Have you designed this house as small as you can to meet your needs?
Absolutely, sir.
Okay. All right. One other question. Did you see the letter from your neighbor, Kim Hendon?
I did not. He was supposed to submit it to me, but he never did. We had conversations with him.
I would like you to look at it. Just maybe staff could give you a copy, or because he asked you to make a couple changes. I just wanted you to look at those changes he requested and see if that's something you would consider.
Yeah.
That last paragraph.
And so we did talk this. I wish he had told me and sent me this, so I at least could have prepared for that. What I did tell him was I can't relocate the compressing, the air conditioning compressor systems too far away because I want to have where the section of the house is. I hope to bury the propane tank. I put it there as a provision, but our intention is to have that propane tank buried. And what I believe in the two different documents that you have, where I asked for more of an angle shape, was so that I could potentially look at putting the compressors on the other side of that structure. What I told Kim Hendon at the time was he had asked, could it be covered? He didn't mention, so being covered was something I said, for absolutely, we would do that.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Sharp?
I have a question.
Sir, do you currently receive mail at this address?
I do. I have a post office, sir. But we would like to have a mailbox here because the post office fees just keep going up and up.
Where would you put your mailbox?
I would put it right on 2nd Street, right at this kind of point up here.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
I try to put it somewhere over up in this section. And the only reason I suggest that is recently I asked the postal carrier where would be most convenient for him. He actually said somewhere in this corner because his postal route comes down here. He doesn't come in this street at all. And it would really be whatever is convenient for the postal carrier.
Okay. And if your request is approved tonight, what would you consider to be the front of your property? What would you consider to be the front of your property?
It's my address on all the 911 documents is 21026 2nd Street.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
What's the distance of your property to Andrew Avenue? As far as the edge of paving to your property line?
So where my variance would go?
No. Right. So your property line to the actual edge of paving.
On Andrews or on 2nd?
Sorry.
From where the house is right now, it's probably from where my variance was, it's still going to be 20 feet from that point. The furthest point where I was looking for a variance of 7.2, it was still 20 feet of grass.
20 feet of grass?
20 feet of grass.
From property.
The minimum amount of grass is going to be at least 20 feet. And we have no structures, as you can see, around the property along the street. Where there was other, and I took other pictures down the way of others that had corner lots. They had lots of shrubs and trees blocking views. There's literally no view. I even have a picture here I could show you where we put a car out where we'd expect the building to go that would show zero obstructions whatsoever.
So you've got approximately 20 feet to Ann is what you're testifying, correct?
Yeah, that should be Andrew. I'm not sure, but that street there is Andrew.
Okay.
And from the furthest point of what I'm requesting to the edge of that street is 20 feet.
Thank you. And then on 2nd Street, your property line to edge of paving, what would you estimate that to be approximately?
From the house to the property, 16 feet. Property line 16 feet.
I think you're misunderstanding Dr. Carson's question.
Okay.
When you look at your survey, do you have that survey in front of you?
Yes, sir.
Take a look at it.
All right.
You see your property line is in that bold line there?
Yes, sir.
And do you see there's a line there that is on Second Street, and you see above it, it says edge of pavement?
Oh, okay.
There's a gap there. I think Dr. Carson was wanting to know how deep is that gap?
Approximately.
Probably another 15 feet, sir. Maybe 10 feet.
Okay.
Minimum probably 10 feet.
So we'll say 10 to 15.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
I'm good.
Okay. Mr. Sharp?
Just a couple. Am I reading that aerial photograph correctly, that Second Street's a dead-end street and yours is one of the only homes on that street?
It is the only house on that side of the street, and yes, it is a dead-end street.
So those other properties that are across there, they don't have access, vehicular access to Second Street?
They do, sir.
They do?
Okay. Yeah. And they're the ones that Kim Hendon and his family members are the only two that are there.
That intersection where Second Street and Andrew Avenue are, do you think these structures will pose any visibility concerns at that intersection for vehicles?
Absolutely none.
One of the other things I'm looking at is you have one set of steps off the front of the house.
Yes, sir.
I don't see any, and maybe I'm misreading this, but I don't see any other steps to the home. Is that the only access point for the house?
Well, that would be elevated. The other would be more at ground level.
Okay, so there won't be steps into the house. It's just you walk right in?
Yes, sir.
All right. I just want to make sure we're capturing, because when we do these, we try to capture everything. We don't want to have,
appreciate that. Yes, sir.
Things come back later. Okay, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Does that conclude your presentation, sir?
Yes, sir.
You can have a seat. Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Come forward, and Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Christopher J. Andrews, 21149 Andrew Avenue.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
I live to the left of house number 157. So what is that, 156, I believe. Mm-hmm. That's my house. And I know on the survey that Craig has given you, it looks like he's asking for a whole lot of space around that house. And we've looked at it, and he's staked it all out, and it doesn't like eat up as much of that lot as somebody would think looking at that he's asking for, you know, a variance here and a variance there and all. It wouldn't block any future traffic or existing traffic. There's minimal traffic on Second Avenue. The owners of 157 and 158, we're lucky if we see them 3 weeks out of a summer. So there's not a lot of traffic from them on Second Street there. So, and that's all I have to say there. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Is anyone else present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Good evening. Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
You state your name and address.
Kay Wheatley, 21043 Dodd Avenue, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, 19971.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say that my parents were the first ones to build in that area. And so I have watched that whole area turn from fields to a housing development. What Craig is asking for is minimal compared to some of the other homes that are there. And to me, what I look at is he's simply asking for more storage and room for his family. And I don't think any of us would want anything different than that. So I'm just asking that I hope you guys can support his request for variances.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else like to speak in favor of this case? Is there anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case 12796 for Mr. Craig Forster?
At this time, there's currently no one on the line.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I had another question for the applicant. Sure. Just kind of looking at this a little closely.
Would you like to come forward, Mr. Sharpwell? Another question.
I just want to make sure I'm reading this right. The home would be 7.7 feet from the side yard and 5.7 feet from the side yard on the interior side. Is that right?
That sounds right. On Andrews Avenue?
No, on opposite of Andrew Avenue, on the Seabreeze development side.
Yes, that is correct.
Is there a reason, is the reason that you're having difficulty there because of the proximity to the setback from Dodd Avenue is why you can't get that closer to that side?
Yeah, there's probably two or three reasons. The neighbor on the side that's yes, right there, that house. She put up elm trees 2 feet from the property line, and elm trees grow 4 to 6 feet a year, and they continue to encroach into our property. We trim those back, at least for the property line, either each year or maybe biannual year. It's difficult. Even right now, the house sits 10 feet back from that house, from that property, and it's even difficult at that. So that's part of it. The other reason is that because of the way that the angle of the setback is, the closer I go to that property line, I also lose buildable square feet because of the angle. Now, it's not significant. It's only like maybe for a foot.
Yeah, it almost looked like if you went closer to the south, say you went right up to your side buildable envelope line,
right?
Then what you're proposing would jut out too close to Dodd Avenue, and you would need a variance there.
That is correct. Yes, sir.
Gotcha.
Okay. Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, may I? Mr. Sharp, that 5.7, just to make sure the record is accurate, that 5.7 foot measurement is reflective, I think, of the existing storage, not what is proposed.
Okay, so basically it's 7.7 then is what we're looking at.
Correct, yes.
Anything else from the board?
I just want to clarify this existing deck that goes over the property line, is that still there or has that been removed?
It's going to be removed.
It's going to be removed.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. When I actually put that down, it's not anchored at all into it. It just sits on a 4x4. The neighbor put up the fence that was there, and all I was trying to do is just put something down up to that, but that'll be removed.
Okay. Mr. Sharp, anything else?
No, I have nothing further. Thank you.
At this time, I will close the public hearing for case 12796 for Mr. Craig Forster and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12796 for Mr. Forster for the requested variances pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. The property has unique physical conditions due to its shape and size, and the exceptional practical difficulties due to such conditions. Due to such physical conditions, there is no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity with Sussex County Zoning Code. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and it represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Mr. Hastings?
Aye for the reason stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too. So the vote of 4-0. The case is approved, sir.
Thank you.